From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. $250 million. That's the price of a Washington, D.C. newspaper that published the Pentagon Papers, broke the Watergate scandal, and much more. The Washington Post has been picked up by Amazon.com co-founder and CEO Jeff Bezos. Newspapers have struggled to stay profitable in the internet era, but tech moguls have invested in the media world. You'll remember Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes bought the New Republic magazine in 2012. So why do tech power brokers take interest in old media companies? For one, it's a relatively inexpensive investment. Peter Ha is news editor at Gizmodo. He points out that according to Forbes, Bezos is worth $25 billion.
$250 million is roughly 1%, which I would say is a drop in the bucket for someone like him.
Yeah, not a bad gamble, I guess, if you're buying up a media company. So what's the motivation here?
So what's interesting about Jeff Bezos is over the last couple of years, he's invested in some, I guess, off-the-wall things like rocket engines and spaceships. And if you look at a publication like the Washington Post, you know, it's like any other newspaper these days. It's dying. It's a dying business. But when you're someone like Jeff Bezos with that kind of money, you can probably just invest in it and sort of run it and then kind of go from there and see what you can do with it.
Can you imagine how this might impact the company going forward?
What I find interesting is in an interview with the Washington Post announcing the deal, Jeff Bezos says something to the effect of, I don't really know what's going to happen. This is basically going to be an experiment. I don't have sort of like a long-term plan. You know, his other company, Amazon, has Kindles, which it's slowly becoming a source of news, right? Everyone's going more mobile and we're starting to consume things that way. So what those experiments are, it'll be interesting to see.
So buying something like the Washington Post maybe buys you also a little bit of a different image in Washington, D.C., and that could pay dividends for a guy like Bezos.
Yeah, you know, the deal is, I think, twofold, right? On the front end, it's sort of like he's going to keep the Washington Post afloat. He's a great guy. Awesome. You know, he's saving people's jobs, et cetera, et cetera. But then you have to sort of think about his actual day-to-day job, which is Amazon. And it's no secret that they've come into some heated debates, discussions, what have you, in D.C. about taxes, online taxes, and at the same time, anti-competitive strategies. So buying the Washington Post, it buys some clout in the right areas.
Peter Ha, news editor at the website Gizmodo. Peter, thank you.
Thanks for having me.